This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with a business news update. In this episode, I'm going to talk about where the ideas for these updates come from. I'm going to reveal the difference between working on your website and on your business. Plus, I'll give you a tip on how to find extra productivity that you probably didn't even know exists. I got a listener question this week about how do you stop spending time fussing around about the website and just start building the business? Well, I think when people are spending too much time on the website, that's usually a delaying tactic. It actually means that they have to put off the actual work part of the business. I much prefer you start with customer demand, solve a problem for somebody, and then have the minimum viable website. In many cases, I just have a very simple website with a quick explanation of what a product or service is, and then a way that people can order it. And then we go back and we flesh it out with FAQ pages and glossaries and contact details and phone numbers, and then extra posts explaining the product or service. So get started with your minimum viable website. You can go and get a website from atlweb.com from $199. There's absolutely no reason that you should be spending any more than a day or two on your website. So if you've been having this big business dream and you've been pedantically fussing about business cards and websites and brochures and signage and t-shirts, if that's taken you any more than a few days, you are simply delaying and wasting time. So get onto it. On a related note, let's talk about how you can automate a lot of this. Somebody asked me, how do I come up with things like the free website idea? Well, it's simply doing something that Dean Jackson teaches, and that is imagining the dream scenario of your customer. If they come along to your business, what would they love to have happen? In my case, I have an SEO business, SEOpartner.com, and we set up a free website check. So the dream scenario for our customers is they could come to us, they could simply have us look at their website and then decide if their website is suitable for SEO or not. And if it is suitable, we tell them which package is the most appropriate package of all of our services, not even just SEO Partner. We might, and often we do, recommend services like TrafficShore.com. So going back to your business, think about the perfect experience that someone might have when they come to your website, and then think about how you can give that to them for free in the beginning to let them get a taste for what you can offer to get them moving in the right direction. And here's the best part. Using a service like Office Autopilot, which is soon to be called Entreport, you can actually automate the follow-ups. In my system, if someone doesn't order, then it will actually follow them up with a follow-up 1 week later asking how it went. Now, I take the information that I get from the follow-up and I put that back into the system. Some people say we weren't clear about what to do, so we increase our action step. Some people say they're ready to go, but not yet. So we find out why and see if we can actually improve that part of the process. Now, we can actually have sequential autoresponders for a long time, but an absolute necessity is to put somebody onto your news program. I send out videos like this every single week. This is a way for us to stay in touch. I am using Office Autopilot for the news broadcasts, and I think that a system like this is going to be helpful for you too. You can actually track the interest level both on the open rates and click-through rates of the emails, but also from the social response, the YouTube views, the Facebook shares, and it's a great way for you to build your business just by informing. So when I was at an Office Autopilot conference this week, Landon Ray, the founder of Entreport, asked me, James, where do you get the ideas for these news reviews? Do you have to sit down and brainstorm it? The answer is simple. I actually get the ideas from my Silver Circle Mastermind group. Every week we get on the phone with around 40 business owners and they ask the biggest challenges and questions and we work together to solve them. From that, I get detailed notes, and from the notes, there's always one or two things that I know other business owners would like to share. So it's a great way for me to share some of the highlights from our Silver Circle Mastermind each week, at the same time as recapping for members the top topics that we discussed. So using this system, I've been able to build this up to a very strong business this year, and this works for any other business. The two ways you can take advantage of it. One is you can get the product called owntheracecourse.com, and that will teach you this exact process. Or two is let us do it for you using our trafficshore.com service. That service simply works by you giving us an audio or a video and we do the rest. Everything you see from superfastbusiness.com is the same thing we can do for you. And that's been wildly successful. Be sure to catch up with the Facebook marketing podcast I put out this week on internet marketing speed. I interviewed one of my Silver Circle members, Victoria Gibson from Marvio, and she had some fantastic tips to share. In fact, what we talked about is the exact Facebook campaign that she set up for me, and we talk about the results that I'm getting from it. It's something you can easily repeat, and I strongly recommend that you take advantage of Facebook for your business. When you combine Facebook plus your own powerhouse news blog, like we've been talking about, your business will prosper. Finally, a tip for you to get extra productivity. One thing I've been doing for Silver Circle members in the last week is a new section called Fly on the Wall, and it's simply me journaling what I do each day. I talk about the things that I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And interestingly, I'm actually discovering a little bit about my own work practices and routines. Members are enjoying finding out why I do things, but I'm also thinking about why I'm doing things, and it makes me wonder, can I do them better? Can I repeat or maximize or leverage the things that I'm doing really well? Once I know what I'm doing differently to other people, I should definitely do more of that. Because whatever I'm doing is working, and it can actually work for you too. So in your case, journal what you do. Think about not just what you're doing, but why are you doing it? And as my old mentor said, question everything. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I'll catch up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.